Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 311. Have you ever been sitting up late watching the Food Network and suddenly you get a craving or a little taste for something sweet? The research behind cravings is actually pretty complex, especially because there's so much that impacts cravings. Our environment, food advertising, you know, emotions, our brain, and other psychological, but even physiological factors. But today, we're talking about cravings and the impact on your relationship with food. This episode was actually inspired by a recent conversation that I had with a friend about pregnancy cravings. People always would ask when I was pregnant, oh, what have you been craving? And I personally didn't have any quote unquote cravings. And so I was talking to my friend Lauren about this. If you've been with us for some time, Lauren actually was a former host on this podcast. And, you know, she said it was so interesting because she remembers when she was pregnant with her daughter almost 7 years ago, she did have cravings because she was still in the diet mentality. And so we went back and forth just talking about how it's so interesting how your relationship with food and what you believe about food and what you believe about your body and how food impacts that, right? All those intersections, how that impacts just how you view what you're eating, how you view your own personal thoughts about food. And so anyways, I think it's fascinating, hence why we're talking about it today. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. Let's start by defining what are food cravings. What are they? So food cravings actually refer to an intense desire or an urge for a specific type of food. These cravings are often characterized by, you know, this longing or this yearning for a particular taste, particular texture, or even flavor. Food cravings can vary widely among individuals and can actually encompass a range of food categories. Typically, most people think of sweet, salty, fatty, or specific types of foods like chocolate, ice cream, pizza, or even chips. So what causes food cravings? And food cravings can really arise for a variety of reasons, including the physiological reasons, the psychological, think the brain, but also those environmental factors. When we talk about physiological factors, that could be fluctuations in your hormone, that could be nutrient deficiencies, or even imbalances in neurotransmitters in the brain. Whereas psychological factors encompass more of the emotional states that we live in, stress, boredom, or even learned associations with certain foods. Those environmental factors, such as exposure to food cues, social influences, right? If you are with a certain group of people, maybe you have had experiences around certain foods, or even cultural norms can also trigger cravings. It's really important to understand, though, that cravings are a normal part of human eating. Now, if cravings become persistent, maybe they feel uncontrollable, or if they're interfering with daily life or your overall health goals, well, it would benefit you really to explore some of those underlying causes and develop some strategies to manage them effectively. It's important to recognize them, like call out a craving and explore it instead of immediately just giving into it. I hate even using that word because, again, I think there's so many nuances to it. But it's important that we explore it before we just give into it or just suppress it, right? That diet mentality will tell you, like, ignore that craving. And we know, and you know, probably based on your own experience, that that just doesn't work. Maybe you've heard that mindful eating, just practice mindful eating, and that's going to help you get rid of your cravings. Well, mindful eating is this approach that involves paying deliberate attention to really the present moment and being fully engaged in the act of eating. So it does definitely encourage you to bring that awareness, bring that non-judgmental attention to your food, you know, the sensory experience of eating and your body's internal cues of hunger, fullness. And mindful eating really does promote this deeper connection with food and cultivate a more conscious and a more balanced relationship with eating. So definitely can be helpful when you're exploring, you know, this idea of cravings. So how can we be more mindful at a mealtime? You're probably asking. You can start by taking the time to appreciate the aroma, the taste, the texture of food, and even by practicing gratitude. You know, where did your food come from? What all did it take to get it onto your plate? Whether that's, you know, your partner actually cooking it for you. Maybe it's the fact that you had to go to the grocery store. And before that, you know, it was grown. Like, there's so many steps that food goes through in order to make it onto your plate. I think back specifically to my dieting days when I would be driving from the gym, you know, headed back to my apartment to then walk to class. And I just remember shoving bars and shakes and just all sorts of processed foods, I guess, for lack of better terms, in my mouth. And that leads me to my next point, because often people think, well, I can't really nourish myself, or I can't really satisfy my cravings with whole foods. And it just drives me crazy thinking back about how, you know, I would even promote, you know, if you have a craving for chocolate, well, just drink this chocolate shake, or just eat this. Back in my day, Quest bars were really popular. Just warm up this Quest bar, this protein chocolate chip cookie dough bar, and you won't want cookies. And I remember feeling so frustrated when I would do that, and I would still want the cookies. Or, you know, I would eat this like protein, I would turn like the shake into like a protein mug cake. And it was like, no, I still want a real brownie. And so, you know, the truth is that there is a way that you can nourish your body and satisfy your cravings. And I'm not talking about that, you know, eating a rice cake with peanut butter and a couple chocolate chips on top. If you're craving actual chocolate, if you're actually craving like a real chocolate chip cookie. Because when you put food on a level playing field, you can actually eat what you want, which results in less cravings, or in my opinion, less urgency to eat the thing that just feels like so indulgent, and it feels like you're giving in to your craving. Let's talk about the triggers. Maybe for you, there's an emotional response that triggers you to get a craving, or you get that urgency feeling. Maybe it's boredom. Maybe it's stress. Maybe it's attached to a situation in your day, such as getting home from work or sitting down on the couch. I want to encourage you to really get curious about what is happening in these situations. Can you try to identify the difference between true hunger and emotional hunger? Now, remember that emotional eating isn't a bad thing. It's totally normal. We go really deep into this in the Reboot Bootcamp, but try to find techniques or other ways to cope when you identify that it is in fact emotional. And lastly, how do we find the balance between pleasure, between eating just for pure enjoyment, and the balance of, on that flip side, actually nourishing our body, giving ourselves, you know, the nutrients and the whole foods and the things that we need to sustain our life? It's going to look totally different for everyone, depending on your goals, depending on your values, even, you know, your pocketbook. Like, what do you perceive as valuable? What do you want to spend on certain foods? What do you have access to? I want to invite you to go back and listen to episode 308, if you haven't already, on gentle nutrition and how that gentle nutrition aspect can allow for some flexibility and really pleasure in eating. But remember to focus on overall, what are the patterns? What's the big picture look like when it comes to how you eat, rather than individual food choices? So call it what you want, but there is a reason that we have weekends. There's a reason that our brain has cravings. You know, we all need a break, and sometimes it's okay to enjoy food and eat food just because you want it, just because it sounds good. If you want to dive deeper, check out our free training at katiehake.com/masterclass. We'll put a link to that in the show notes as well, to learn more about how you can master your metabolism without tracking your macros, calories, or your weight ever again. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.